Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Trash, we were tossing bags when I called your name at a cornhole game. September Saturday in Rockettop on top of G10 parking lot. Said, girl, where you sitting? I got an extra ticket, it's right on the 50. You had a 16 home team jersey on, singing every word to the fire song. Had your airplane bottles from your purse out, had a country mile smile every first down. Last thing on my mind was a football, watching you, girl, like it's gonna be a good fight. You'd have thought that post game kiss would have made me wanna make you mine, but you had me by halftime. They sent out the pride of the Southland band, and all I could think about was holding your hand. Was just gonna catch it on a couch TV and last second scored a couple tickets for free. But baby, I'd have paid anything to see that 16 home team jersey on, singing every word to the fight song. Had your airplane bottles from your purse out, had a country mile smile every first down. Last thing on my mind was a
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Bill. Minus Marcus Maven. So he's a busy man. He has Tuesdays. He's Maven Tuesdays. I don't know. I don't know what happens on Maven Tuesdays, but
can we, like, you know, we don't need to put the man's business out there, let him do his thing, but can we invent something cool that he does? Like, you know, he goes to, like, I don't know,
like a rave.
Yeah, just something like, you know, that's like his pinnacle night, or like, you know,
he does bunko.
Yeah. It's just, he's in a high stakes tiddlywinks.
Yeah, maybe heads over to the East End or something at some country club and does does bunko class or has a bunko party on Tuesdays.
But it's high stakes. So it's like in some like opium den.
Yeah, and
it's
like home interior parties.
Larry Benz.
And I know.
I'm trying to think who else is down there. Jonathan Blue.
Yeah.
Just like the Louisville Illuminati.
Yeah, just doing his thing.
I've never played bunko. Like, I just know you throw something at somebody.
Somebody said, he goes and does radio with two people he likes more.
That's fair.
What if we found out he was doing 11 to 12 with KSR? Like, he was like some fake character. You know, he just come in.
I'm trying to think of what his call-in number would be. I would go to number 5, like out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
out in the 502. 5 in the 502.
Yeah. They're like, wait a minute, who is this? That sounds like Maven. Yeah, I know. Anyways, we're going to get to a lot of stuff today. Yeah, two families, right? He's living a double life. Pat just like won't leave. He just won't leave, will he?
Do you think he's at that point where, like,
he's having senioritis?
Not
senioritis.
No, the fact he hasn't had senioritis, seriously, like, you know, new job people listening, that speaks volumes to the man's character.
Well, yeah, but I meant not senioritis. I meant where, oh man, help me out. What's it called where you're like, okay, I'm leaving. And then it's like high school, you know, like you're like, all right, yeah, you wait your whole life for high school to be over. And then like the last couple of days, you're like,
You're clinging to like,
dang,
that's
it's
what I'm
over.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, like, you know, like when you quit it, when you're doing a job like this and it's like, man, this job's like, Process had it big time.
Oh, yeah. No, like, he couldn't let go.
That other job.
Because suddenly it was like, this is the last time I'm doing task XYZ. And then,
bless his heart, he come in would talk to us, and you could tell it was like, if I had any reason to stay, I would not go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He had that, like, stare.
Worked out
like,
for him, though.
Yeah.
Somebody say he's dating a doctor?
He is.
Good for him.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah, that worked out. We have a lot to get to. We'll talk, of course, 8150-939. The phone lines are open. We can talk some more basketball because there's plenty to discuss there. The problem with basketball right now is it was so disappointing, I think, losing to Lenoir Ryan that you're almost – It's almost hard to break down. It's like, I just need to see y'all play again.
Yeah,
I need to see something else. Whereas, I mean, you can call it a cop out if you want. I mean, like I said, if you want to call in and voice your displeasure on basketball, we can do that. Absolutely.
Just wait until I start making a point and then, yeah, call.
Yeah, me. Yeah. But to me, there's another conversation that I think is very much worth having, and that's on the football side, man. And it's just how much changed on Saturday. You know, it's one of those things where, Nick, me and you, we were together, was it last week or the week before? I can't remember. There was another day where it was you and I, and we were doing the show together, and we were going down Sagarin.
Thursday? Well, I thought it was Thursday. I don't know.
It might have been. We were doing the show, and we were going, man, you know, if even a couple weeks ago when you're like, man, you know, if you could beat Pitt and beat Wake, and it's like, yeah, that seems a little unrealistic. But,
right.
You know, but if you did, man, that would change, you know. And it's kind of like, well, now here we sit, and we did. We went 3-1 in the quarterback region.
Right.
And go figure, and people don't remember that from the beginning of the season, we did the Florida region, the quarterback region, and then the
Murderer's Row.
Murderer's right. Row, yeah, which maybe not quite as Murderer's Row anymore.
Suddenly, not sleeping on any of them, but suddenly
yeah,
a lot of the fangs and venom in that mm-hmm. seem a little bit less daunting.
Now it's more like felony roll.
Yeah,
misdemeanor roll.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Everyone's getting public service.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Like, even though we shouldn't joke about felonies with Kentucky on the schedule. Felonies aren't a funny thing.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, they take that way too seriously. So, you know, it's like you have that. But now here you sit, and you just blew out. You just had one or two. I mean, gosh, if was it K-State that just destroyed Oklahoma State?
Like, I think so,
48
yeah.
to nothing. If that game hadn't happened, you probably had the most impressive win of the,
oh, yeah.
of the week. I mean, Tennessee.
Well, I mean, all the accolades are coming
all jokes
in.
Aside, Tennessee drumming Kentucky, I mean, was an excellent win.
Right. That was emphatic.
Yeah,
jump
yeah.
up to two.
I did like that you said shellacking this morning.
Shellacking, there we go.
You did
yeah.
well.
Thank you.
I listened
yes.
to that.
Better verbiage.
Yes, I was like, somebody said, someone called in Scotty D's show last night, said that Bellarmine would beat us, invented. Scotty, and all Scotty D said was thank you for the call. That's awesome. So he's like, hey, man, coach, come on now. cut us some slack. Jeez, he's a dang good coach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what he says. He's salivating right now.
Oh, God, yeah. As well, like if
he
as well
sees
you
opportunity.
Should. Yes.
But he also would tell you, I got some talent on the team. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be. But
I think of him as Shawn Michaels against Ric Flair. It's
oh,
like,
God.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Yeah.
Just sweet chin music
coach.
And puts Louisville down.
Yeah, coach. But anyways, yeah, so here we said. We talked about Sagarin's last week. We now have some updated numbers. Because the question now, and tell me if I'm going too far with this, Nick. After Saturday, I started to ask myself, can we win out is there any possibility that this Louisville team wins out at all? And I'm starting at the top, okay? So let me be clear. I understand. I'm starting at the very top.
Right,
not saying I believe it, but when I blister a top 20 – or a top 10 team, blow them off the map. By the way, Wake Forest is still top 20. Louisville has now beaten two top 25 teams in Central Florida, because Central Florida moved back into the top 25 after beating top 20 Cincinnati this week. So I start at the top, and I say, okay, best case scenario, can Louisville win out? Is there any scenario that that's possible? We get updated Sagarin numbers. Do you have those?
Let me pull them up right now.
Blankenbaker had a nice tweet earlier that it was from Kelly Dickey, but Blankenbaker had the numbers out there. Because I want people to hear now where we stand numbers-wise moving forward.
I got them.
Okay.
All right, so let's go through the rest of the schedule. Well, first off, Louisville is now 26th.
In Sagarin. Okay.
So right outside the top 25. Right above them is Arkansas. Right below them is Texas A&M, just for...
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Kentucky is where basically Louisville was last week, at 36th.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see where... I'm trying to find JMU. Give me a second. Scrolling. Having a hard time finding them. Sorry.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. But, all right, something to chew on, though, while I'm trying to find them, is Clemson. Because this was the point that you and I were kind of talking about in the break. Clemson is eighth. Okay, according to Sagarin, Clemson's going to get about 2 points at home, so that puts their Sagarin rating at about 88. Okay?
Okay.
Louisville's right now is just under 80. So it's about an eight and a half point spread.
Mm-hmm.
Which go last week it was what? 11.5?
Yeah, because right now I'm looking at it. It has Louisville beating James Madison by 9.
Okay.
Has them losing to Clemson by 8 with a 29% chance.
I just found James Madison's Sagarin. They're 70th.
Okay. Winning against NC State by 3. And losing to Kentucky by 1. So, again, I ask.
And 1-point games, not trying to put lipstick on a pig.
No.
I mean, that's going to be at home. It's going to be in front of a raucous crowd. We know that.
But I also
but
say.
1-point games are pick-ems.
Well, yeah, and especially if it's at their place. Because
right.
Actually, that says to me, on a neutral field, Sagarin might favor Louisville.
Yeah, by a scope.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know, so.
Because you get 2 points at home in Sagarin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So Louisville would actually be 1 point in Louisville's favor, which, again, like you said, essentially is a pick 'em game.
Right.
So I go back and ask my question. Can Louisville win out? Can this Louisville team win out? And in my opinion, looking at Sagarin, yes. It is hypothetically possible.
NC State, by the way, 45th in Sagarin. They're at about 75.74, buffered by Syracuse at 44 and Tulane at 46.
Okay.
Just to
kind of put
it in perspective.
Right. And Syracuse was a team you struggled with.
Right. Now, it turned out to be much better than everyone thought.
And this NC State team, we do know, will be without Leary.
Right.
So, and that's where I go back and I talk about a team like Clemson.
They also just lost a guy on their pass rush, too.
Yeah.
Their defensive end.
No, it was their DB.
Oh, well, I thought it was
Grant Williams.
I thought they lost the defensive end.
They might have too, but Williams is out with the ACL tear.
Ooh,
for the wait a minute, I'm talking about Syracuse. You're talking about NC State.
Yeah, NC State. Oh,
okay,
my bad.
I'm
my
sorry.
Bad. Yeah. Sorry. I was like, wait.
We were both right on just we're just reading two
Look
different
at
books.
Us.
I know. Yeah, nuance. that's my Chick-fil-A Starbucks. I should patent that one.
What?
Chick-fil-A and Starbucks could not stand for two separate things, and both of them are the nicest customer service you'll get anywhere.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that is an example of we can do this.
Yeah,
We can figure it out.
Right. So, anyways.
All it takes is Vente's and you'll get the
best customer service at those two places. Anyway, just nice people that want to help you out. It's perfect. But anyway, so, okay, back to what I'm saying. Can I start there? Is it hypothetically possible? Somebody got on me yesterday for saying hypothetically too much, so I'm really throwing it in there. Possible for Louisville to win out? Yeah, it is. It is. You know, if they beat James Madison, and this all kind of started from me making the joke. We saw a commercial for the playoff top 25 that will come out tonight, which I watch because I'm actually interested in, because there is some new names up at the top.
Yeah,
there's a, you know, so I'm going to be checking that out. I said, you know, hey, is Louisville going to be 25 or 24? You know, now I don't think Louisville will be in it, but that started to bring up the question. We're getting into the part of the year where three lost teams start to show up in the back end of the top 25 because you get to reevaluate a little bit. You look at teams. Oh, it was hyperbolic. Okay, fair enough, Texter. Texter says it was hyperbolic, I was saying yesterday. Well, now you got a new one. All right. Sorry. I get a word, and I'm like, okay. Especially because the thesaurus.
You made it like a dinosaur.
You see what I'm saying?
You made it like a dinosaur.
My is not very large, so when I find one that I like, I just roll with it.
I kind of want to mark that. I didn't step on it. Mine's not that large, so when I find one, I just roll with it.
Well, you know.
Right there with you. Kindred spirits, buddy.
Yeah, kindred spirits. But, I mean.
It's not big, but it's not big.
So when I find one, I'd stick with it. Okay, but I start to say, okay, if they beat James Madison, and let's say Louisville looks good again, would you agree with me right now Louisville probably has the best pass rush or the best up front of anybody in the ACC?
Well, statistically, don't they?
Statistically, they do.
That's why we went with Sagarin. Sagarin takes away. Yeah, he does have like the predictor and the recency and everything like that. But it's not eye test. It takes the eye test out of it. That is purely analytical data. And he's putting them at the 26th best team in the country. So that's why we started with Sagarin, because that takes away the red, the blue, the glasses, and everything like that. We're strictly looking at numbers here. And strictly by numbers, they do. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. So you say, okay, they have the best pass rush in all of the ACC. So let's say they go out and they dominate James Madison. Can you realistically tell me there's 25 teams playing better football than Louisville at this point? I mean, maybe you can. And I'm not saying they'll show up in the rankings, but I think they'll be dang close. Then you're going to go to Clemson. There's a chance, depending on what Clemson does with this quarterback situation, you're either going to be playing DJ Uiagalelei, who has not been setting the world on fire.
Got benched.
Or you're going to be playing a true freshman with maybe the best pass rush in the ACC. You can do something there. Like, you can't look at me right now and tell me there's no shot. Would I pick Louisville at Death Valley? No, they've never won there. Of course not, you know. I mean, Clemson still has five stars running all over the place there. Five stars that are three deep. Right. Clemson's still going to be a top five team when Louisville goes there. Like, I mean, that's. I mean, I don't know. Who does Clemson got this week? Unless there's one I don't know about.
Shoot. You know what? While I look that up, I do have a soundbite that pertains to this.
Okay.
If you like it.
Let me hear it.
Our girl Andrea Adelson yesterday joined the V Show and talked a little bit about the fluctuation of Clemson and why she is or isn't very high on them. Here we go.
Okay, let me listen.
Clemson has won 38 straight games at home at this point, and it's just that home field advantage for Clemson cannot be overstated, right? They haven't lost there since Pitt beat them in 2016. But again, and they're playing, by the way, a road game against Notre Dame on Saturday, which isn't a gimme. Notre Dame seems to be playing a little bit better as well now. It seems like they've got a good run game going, and the pass game is a little bit questionable, but still, they played well on both sides of the ball against Syracuse this past week. The jury is still out on DJ after getting benched the previous week, even though Dabo says, you know, our quarterback, the fact that, you know, Clemson struggled at home to beat Syracuse, and now Notre Dame blows the doors off Syracuse on the road.
Yeah, right.
You know, makes you think twice about what's going to happen on Saturday. And so, therefore, when I look ahead, and again, don't want to look too far ahead because James Madison is going to be a tough opponent for Louisville. Certainly, I think that they're going to have a much better chance than they did a couple of weeks ago, because I'm still not 100% sold on Clemson. I don't even have them in my top four at this point. And I do think that what happened to the ACC over the weekend with Wake Forest getting blown out and Syracuse getting blown out isn't really going to do Clemson much favors when it comes time tomorrow to the selection committee coming up with their top 25. I would be surprised if Clemson was in the top four.
Yeah, I mean,
so there you have it.
Everything she said there, I think, is what you understand. I mean, Texas says they'll be ranked if they beat James Madison. Somebody says subtract Boston College alone, and I do agree with that. Now that is the frustrating part of this season too. Is
right.
If you just hold on, like Syracuse,
just hold serve. That's one of them. And
you beat Boston College and hold on to beat Florida State with a backup quarterback in the second half. You're a top 15 team right now.
You're comfortably
like you're probably
bowling.
13th,
yes,
or 14th. And then after beating Wake that way, you're a one loss team. Like you're probably 12th, 13th in the rankings.
You think game day is going to Death Valley for that one?
I mean, that's a great point. Yeah, because Clemson Louisville probably is the
rematch.
ACC game of the year right now. If you just hold on to those two, and like I said, I'm not counting Syracuse because I feel like you just didn't have it that day.
No,
like
that was the other guy's movie, and they turned out to be. Yeah. Have they tapered off? Well, sure, but like they turned out to be much better than we thought. You know,
sure.
Dino Babers and the Beijing is Andy. He calls it, you know, he's yep. bought himself some more time. Like he's not going anywhere. Like
yeah. So let's see. I'm reading here. What's it say? Texter says, but if you stick with what got us to the point, trashing the coaches and questioning the want of the players, why stop a working model? Yeah, I guess we could. That's not a bad point. I guess maybe we just stay angry.
here's the thing.
Because I will say, I didn't love that. That's the one thing. Let me get this out really quick, Nick, and I'm sorry. This is not me, but I will say, I still don't love that about Coach Satterfield. Like, even this week, and he said twice, once with Jody here on 93.9 The Ville, and once in the post game, just, well, you know, the local media was talking crap, basically, you know, and it's like, Coach, you had two crappy seasons and lost to Boston College. Like, yes,
I'm
the local media was pissed. Fans were pissed. Like, I think he had an opportunity there to kind of say, hey, listen, man, we haven't necessarily gave this fan base what we felt like that they should be getting. And gosh dang it, these fans deserve this because this is what, you know, like, hey, man, like, because some of us, quote-unquote local media, have been Louisville fans for 35 years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever. And yes, when you have two crappy seasons and lose to Boston College and it looks like the season's tanking again, yeah, fans are upset. Local media is upset. Like, I didn't like that. I will say that. But part
of me is also like, I keep
winning, you say whatever you want.
That's what I'm saying. I get that, but if you want to, you know, like, hockey analogy, you know, Herb Brooks like united the team, like all the college rival kids on his 1980 team in their hatred of him. Like, fine, if you want to make Middays with Marcus Maven the bulletin board material and it's working.
Oh, please.
Excellent.
Please. But keep that between you and the team.
A little bit.
Like, because to me, it kind of come off very much like, I mean, I don't understand why nobody didn't believe in us. Well, coach, I mean, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think I see what you're saying where, and maybe we're parsing a little bit here, but yeah. I see what you're saying in the sense that kind of goes to, because I think also it's one of those things like Louisville fans want to believe, but they want to make sure this isn't a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
And things have truly changed. And so I think you're saying that one of the criticisms, and again, when winning cures everything, losing makes every little thing go into an echo chamber. But one of the things that was people have been critical of is sometimes this, you call me howdy doody, sometimes this attitude of not really knowing what the temperature of the fan base is, and that just makes the losses worse. And so when you're saying something like that, it's kind of, again, bringing a light to a negative
again
in the past.
I don't really want to stay on that, because like at the end of the day, man, you go beat teams like Wake Forest like that, that's how I ain't got nothing to say. Let's go. Like, okay, Coach Satterfield, let's go. There is no one in this city talking about coaching replacements right now. Nobody.
Absolutely.
And they shouldn't be.
No.
I mean, because at this point, it's your show, baby. Like, we're in. So,
I mean, we talked about it. Like, I mean, that was the first top 10 win that the Cards have had since the Florida State beatdown on game day. And that was also the first time they've had a driver's seat game. And they won it in absolute. They didn't win by the skin of their teeth. They boat raced a top 10 team and did. I mean, that's still the most efficient offense.
It was Florida State-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Lamar and Florida State-esque. I mean, it was different how it happened.
Right.
So please, when I say that, don't get into comparing the two.
It's not really apples to apples.
It's not at all.
But in terms of the scoreboard.
But the beatdown that it was.
It was an outclassing affair.
Yeah.
You outclassed an opponent.
And I'm looking at the person next to me. Now, like I said, that Louisville team was 11th. You know, I understand. It's two totally different ball games. But I'm looking to the people next to me going, is this really happening? Like, we're blowing them out. Like, you know, that type of loss. So I will say that. But with that said, I think fans do believe, because you have given us more than a flash in the pan. We see a front seven dominating. We watch a secondary who, Mark Blankenbaker had a great point. Well, I mean, we said yesterday, you know, inserting MJ Griffin was the major difference, but talking to Blankenbaker before the show, he said, you know, you also say the reemergence of Keetro Clark has been a big part of that.
That's fair.
So, like, there are things that show me, even offensively, like, that's not gotten enough credit from Saturday. Offensively, I mean, they pulled out the tricks at the right time.
Right.
I mean, you scored on one of them. The other one brought you to the one-yard line. You know, I mean, being able to line up with Tyon Evans and Cooley and those guys and just hand the ball off and get the yardage you need, then boom, all of a sudden, you know, Tyon Evans takes 150-some yards, perfect, you know.
Yeah, you had the big plays, too.
You had it all, man.
All the things that you saw back when things were really clicking for Sat, the big chunk plays, the trickery, the timing on everything, you're right. Like, that was what we saw a lot in year one.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of where I stood with that. And like I said, I didn't want to harp on that one thing, but it did. That was the one thing that did kind of was like, don't do that tonight, coach. Don't do that. It's like, this is a moment for you to smooth the things over here. Like, hey, man, these fans, they deserve this, man. But again, I don't think people have necessarily been harping on that. But that's the type of stuff people will remember.
Right.
People are like, wait a minute, wasn't you saying nobody believed in you?
In
like,
a way, though, and I definitely see your point. I would almost spin it a little bit different.
Sure.
In the sense that, you know what that means to me? It means that they're listening. And it means that they know what the pulse is. They're not. So in a way, part of me is like, you know what? Take that victory lap. Like,
well,
you absolutely flex on everybody.
Sure.
Because you absolutely earned that. And if that extra, like I said before,
that's
extra
what
little
pushes you over.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're wrestling fans. It reminds me of the MJF William Regal promo. If that's what it took to get your ass
that
in
phone
gear,
call. Yep.
Absolutely. Like.
Yeah. Sure,
juice worth the squeeze.
Hey, if being angry, if you have to have an enemy to go beat Wake and go beat Clemson and all that, and we're sitting here, by all means, let's do it. Okay, we'll stay on track today, and we'll get back. A lot of good texts coming in. I'm going to get to all these. But just to kind of stay on schedule, we'll go ahead and take a break now. We'll come back and finish it up. We might stick with football. We'll see. Middays with Mark Smaven here on 93.9 The Ville.
Good morrow. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update brought to you by UofL Health, making the impossible possible. That's the power of you. UofL men's hoops getting a four-star 2024 recruit and point guard TJ Robinson. The 6'4 guard finished third in scoring in the Nike EYBL circuit. Cardinal men's hoops also getting a tip time for their Wright State matchup Saturday, November 12th. That game scheduled to tip at 1 p.m. The Cards, they'll wrap preseason action with Chaminade this Thursday. To football, Quincy Riley, your ACC defensive back of the week. Scott Satterfield receiving the Dodd Trophy of the week for best college football coach. Also, Scott Satterfield will meet the media today at noon on 93.9 The Ville. The Cards, they're clicking. One reason could be the fact Scott Satterfield has his fans on the defense. That, according to ESPN's Andrea Adelson, who joined the V Show yesterday.
Scott Satterfield said he was going to get more involved in the defense. I'm not sure if there's a direct correlation, a big correlation, a small correlation to the defensive performance we've seen over the last 3 weeks since Scott said that, but it's obviously been noticeable.
Full interview, GE Points, Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. In the NFL, the Browns, they beat the Bengals last night, 32-16 in the NFL, and the Colts, they are parting ways with offensive coordinator Marcus Brady. More middays next.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. You. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Woo. Walk it like I talk it. Hey. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville. Great song selection. Terrible reason. Hated to hear that this morning.
Yeah, sad news.
Gosh, man, sad news. People don't know Takeoff from Migos passed away. So, yeah.
Just, shooting in a bowling alley.
Just stinks.
I think Offset was with him.
Yeah.
And, but unfortunately, yeah, that's terrible. Terrible.
I know, yeah. Terrible reason. But, great. I mean, still, just phenomenal music. Great.
They had, the album of the year, like 3 years ago or something like that? And that was, heralded as, one of the best of, the modern era.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to, fake shit, but, I'm the rap expert.
Sure.
I mean, you know the songs I play. But, but seriously, I know that they were regarded as...
No, they're the real deal, man. Yeah. So, very sad anyways, news. Good choice for that. Way to bring us back. And it fits. It fits. The walk it like a talk it, you know. So with what we're chatting about here, kind of with football again, most of that first segment or the first segment of the second hour, we've talked football. Like I said, I mean, I can talk more basketball, but I mean, it was bad. You guys know it was bad. It didn't look good. I just don't know what to break down other than they were bad. I mean, Jalen Withers, I think, was a positive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you feel like, okay, you might have something there. Ellis cannot foul. Which is something we knew. You know, we knew with the guards.
Michigan J. Frog makes an
appearance. Yeah, I know. I think we saw enough to know that we can get the ball up the court.
Right.
Which is what we've said all along. You can get, that's not going to be an issue. But I mean, little things. Kamari Lands, I thought, showed some promise, you know, in that game and different ones. So we'll see Thursday. There's a quick turnaround. We'll see.
Like you said, that's one of the great things about basketball.
It's totally different from football.
Right.
Football, you get to revel in the win for a week, or setting the crap of a loss. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's one of those things. Yeah, right. Texter says, watch it, Steve. KP is watching.
I'm with you. You're certainly not trying to put lipstick on a pig. You lost to a Division II team that isn't an elite Division II team.
Yeah, there's
with some of their
good.
Key players that stayed at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not good. Yeah, it's
you
it's
can't
not
put good. Lipstick on a pig, but I'm with you. It's almost and Pop said this yesterday.
He was really good yesterday in the first hour. I didn't listen more in the first hour. That was enough for me.
I don't know. Pops was running. He was in his wheelhouse, hour one. So, go check it out. GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. Now, Pops was rolling.
And he sat up front and watched it, you know.
Yeah, so, he said that. Well, he said it was a little hard to see around KP sometimes.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
But yeah, no, he was courtside, and he was talking about how basically one of the major takeaways that he said was that, look, the personnel on this team, it's, you know, kind of hodgepodged a little bit.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that could speak to maybe what the ceiling of the team will be, but also that, and again, it's not any, you know, we're not saying that that's not alarming, but at the same time, it's also a little bit of, hey, what do you expect? There's going to be a lot of, like, this is the third coach for a lot of these guys learning a new system. There's going to be growing pains. There's no way they're going to be that bad all year.
No.
Like, and so it's one of those things where you just kind of have to think that, like you said, quick turnaround. Let's see. If that's the worst, well, yeah, that's the worst. But
I'm still very much in, like, I think that there is talent there where you're like, hey, man, like, this thing could come together still. I mean, there's, you know, we've known the ceiling all along, but I'm just ready.
Have we, though? Because seriously, I think it's fair to say that, like, a winning season with these guys, well, I think would definitely be a success. Forget about the tournament.
Oh no, I'm just saying.
I don't want to say that's their ceiling. I think their ceiling is the tournament, but
that's kind of my point. Is I don't think any Louisville fan has went past making the tournament, though, is kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, I think it's been a loud minority that are like, you know.
I've not heard a ton of people calling and texting in and saying, well, oh, no, man, this team could probably make a run to Elite Eight. You know, like, no, Louisville fans have done a good job at fighting that, because in the offseason, you, especially around here, it's like, you just want to, how can I make it deep in the tournament? I think Louisville fans have done a good job fighting that this offseason, saying, okay, tournament is probably the, you know, now when there was some scuttle of Bates and Hunter and stuff, you started to go, oh, now maybe if he gets that, you might have a squad, you know.
Right.
But yeah, which Bates, by the way, looks awesome up at Eastern Michigan. First game he had like 27-10 or something.
Guy's balling, but
it's like, you know what?
Was the juice worth the squeeze?
It might have been. Maybe we should have just taken him. I don't think we dodged a bullet there. I don't think so. All right, Texter says, if you compare position by position from this year to last year, doesn't it seem like we should be better talking basketball? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's a different system. Again, the problem is you lost. Like, that's the problem. If you had won by 8-7, not looked very good, then okay. Because, I mean, like I said, truthfully, down the road, like, Kentucky didn't set the world on fire in their exhibition game. No. I mean, what, they scored 50-some?
Yeah, well, really? They
like,
were not.
It was like 54-38 or something.
Not great shooting.
Yeah, like, was, I mean,
again, I'm not throwing, you yeah, know, believe yeah. me, I'm I not mean, throwing no, we stones beat in my glass house.
We can beat them. So, it's what you're saying, and I like it.
Cards by 90.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the fact that you lost. And I think Louisville fans, who's a very smart fan base, just didn't like the body language down the stretch from the people on the court. Like, it just felt as though there was just no urgency. Like, it felt as though it was like, okay, do y'all like think you're in a practice and nobody's watching? Like, everybody's watching right now.
I did see this get bantered around a little bit. And I
don't think we have a problem on the team with guys not caring. Let me be clear.
But, I mean, look, it's early in the year, growing pains. And also, you're losing on your home court to a Division II team. You'd be a little pissed off.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's like, well, if you're in this situation, it's because your mind isn't right. I'm sorry. Like, you know,
no,
it's
but there
not,
was a moment where
that's not a bad team. No, I mean, it's a Division II team without its star players.
No, they're a bad team. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, but and don't lose your point. But there was a point there where I think Louisville had just hit a three. Mike James had hit a three in the corner, and Louisville got a stop. And L. Ellis had the ball, and L. Ellis come down the court, and he, you know, he's just boom, 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 went to the bucket, got a quick basket, and it was like, okay, actually, when L. Ellis got that bucket,
well, that was like, what, about 5 minutes left? Yeah, that was a bucket they needed. That was
Nick,
exactly
I'll
what
be
they
clear,
needed.
I was like, okay, they're going to win. It's not going to be pretty, but they're going to win, because I was thinking the same thing, eight or nine, and I was like,
I remember
okay.
Pops and Paul, heard right here on anything, yes. Saying that, hey, look, that's exactly what they needed, a quick bucket.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same thing.
Because like I said, okay. I think James hit the three in the corner. You come down. Lenore Ryan was kind of like, oh, crap. They were passing it around. They took a crazy shot at the end of the thing. We get it. Ellis goes straight down, gets a bucket. And I was like, okay, they're going to win. But that was like the only moment where it felt like there was some urgency. It was like Ellis realized, like, hey, I got to get to the bucket and score. You know, boom, boom, I'm going to score here. Like, I can do this. And then it just kind of went back to, I will say, when they hit that, it was like no time on the shot clock, and the dude just threw it up, and it went in. It was like, okay. It was when it almost like you could see our team just kind of like,
yeah,
we're just not going to win. But I don't like that. Like, that's what this fan base, they can accept losing. I will say that. This fan base can deal with losing. They can't. They're not going to deal with not quitting. I don't think this team. Again, it's weird because it's almost like I don't want to sound like I think there's any kind of attitude issue on this team, because I do not think there's an attitude issue on this team at all.
No, but like I saw this bantered around, and don't lose
okay,
that point.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No. I interrupted.
Well,
this,
well, so. Because I think this is perfect. I think it because it plays into that. And don't lose that thought. But I saw this bantered around again. Maybe it's in the lipstick pig like territory. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but. I mean, you heard KP post-game saying that, look, we need this ass whooping. Like, there's a little bit that is sort of like, do you think this was, you know, and they're not going to look as bad as they did. I mean, you know, he wasn't going to be running all his sets when you're trying to just be, you know, it's one of those things like, all right, screw this, take our medicine. But it's the overall question is, do you think that this is sort of like, okay, fellas, like, now can we buy in? It was sort of like almost like a tactical withdrawal from KP. Like, I'm not trying to give him too much credit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
no,
just saying
absolutely.
That, you know, maybe this is try to take some good from it.
No, it was 100% clear. And then I'll jump on these phone lines. It was 100% clear, like, that he believes what he said. I do believe that, whether you like it or not. And I know a lot of people don't. And then there's some that, again, you do. The Louisville fan base, again, is smart when it comes to basketball, and they're very much, especially those ones, the season ticket holders that are always there, and they are very much they can understand when a coach says this had to happen. I'm not gonna like it, you know, and I'm not necessarily gonna keep accepting they need to get their butts kicked by a D2 team, but. If I see a different product Thursday and next Wednesday, I will accept it. I think Drew said it this morning. What they want to see, I mean, you had the recruiting aspect of Kenny Payne, and then you have the player development aspect of it. The fans want to see what we were promised. That goes back to your Coach Satterfield a couple years ago.
The bill of goods and everything.
Yeah, this is what I was promised. That's not what I got. That's what we want to see. And if I see a development, if I see Chaminade, who I just assume is better than Lenore Ryan. I don't know anything about Chaminade, but no. I assume they're better than Lenore Ryan. Okay, and then against Scotty Davenport, Coach Davenport, and Bellarmine, and I see improvement there, then that's why I say it's so hard to break this down right now. Because those comments, sorry, I'm going to get to the phone lines right here. Those comments right now are just setting out there. Coach Kenny Payne saying we needed this loss. Okay, well, did we or did we not? Well, when I have some more data, when I see him play again, I can start to evaluate what he said. Okay, I know we're coming up on it, so let me get these two in.
Yeah, let's do Chris. Chris, you got about 30 seconds.
Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steve, first of all, glad to hear you're okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Secondly, I could just see Coach Payne in the locker room, like Coach Carter, if you've seen that movie. Oh, we so cool. Are y'all ready to listen to me now?
Yeah.
That's where I see that at. And then here's my last thing. The football team has hurt me, man. They've hurt me. Mm-hmm. We're winning 42-14, and me and my boys are like, man, we're going to lose 45-42. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought tickets for charity. I'm bought back in. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's get ready for next year, this bowl season. I'm bought back in. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely, Chris, man. I appreciate the call. I'm with you on all fronts there. Who do we got here with Finish It Up?
All right, boy, DJ from Texas.
DJ from Texas, man. Welcome in. What's up, bud?
What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, man, I've been listening to the show, just ain't been able to call in as much. Hey, I love what y'all do. First of all, the package is going to be in the mail next week.
My man.
You know, the Christmas package.
I know.
On the way.
I look forward to it every year.
I got a couple more things I want to put in it, and then it's out. Second, there's nothing like a good punch in the mouth to set you back to reality, to let you know, hey, I'm the coach. I'm telling you this for a reason. That's all I got. Appreciate everything, and I'll holler at y'all later. Peace. Go Cards.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Good call there. Yeah, I mean, all the way around. So it's an interesting week, like I said, and we have a ton here on 93.9 The Ville this week. So you be tuning in tonight. We got Coach Satterfield. Does Coach Satterfield have a press conference today? We're about to. Are we going to take
that? We're going to take that live
here on 93.9 The Ville. Okay, because we'll if we need to go up to Do you want to take a break before we do that?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Patty will tag in. He'll anchor it, and we'll have Sat and the coordinators.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. So Patty Ice will be here, captain in that. Then we have Scott Satterfield's show tonight. Got a Jeff Wall show this week. We have the game on Thursday night. We got a Kenny Payne show. Apparently, I didn't even know we had a Kenny Payne show, but apparently we have a Kenny Payne show.
So all that. You're home for the cards.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So we're learning as much as you are. So exciting stuff. Nick, appreciate it, man. Second hour is fun.
My pleasure, man. That was a blast.
All right. Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.